Hey.
Hello, everybody. We have returned.
We have returned after a hiatus, which was usually what we do, like a week long.
One week now.
Yep. And this is a Not All Here podcast. For those of you who are still tuned in, I was looking. We actually got a lot of downloads. I think, didn't I say, I think it was like a few episodes ago, we broke 1,000, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we broke 1,000, so... Thank y'all for that. I don't think we ever posted anything for that, but appreciate to everybody who's been listening and still listening.
Yeah.
This is episode 44.
Dang.
44, double 44.
Okay.
So, what's it?
It's going to be another struggle cast. We don't know what to talk about.
I actually looked up a few things because I actually had like some stuff that I saw that's actually trending on Twitter. But first, I wanted to ask, I don't know if people who follow you and stuff, you went hiking.
Yeah.
So what was that like? Because I know you enjoy the outdoors, right?
I do. So I went on my first overnight hike by myself. I did some as a kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I hiked to Yona Mountain, and it's like 4 miles walking up a mountain, and it was tough. And then at the end of the night, I camped on top of the mountain. It was beautiful. The scenery was amazing. You know, there's these dope cliffs kind of, mm-hmm. and you can just literally walk up to the cliff.
Wow.
And, a lot of the people up there gave me anxiety.
Really?
Because there were, you know, people kind of young, more wild kids, and they would kind of go to the edge and sit literally on the edge.
Oh.
I'd be like 5 to 10 to 20 feet back from the edge. Yeah. And then some of them would like act like they would push someone off, and then they would be joking and I'd just be like, oh my God.
That's wild.
But I had a great time, man. And
how did you decide on that mountain? You were just like, were people talking about it or people offering stuff?
I was researching, just looking up, you know, best places. And I eventually landed on that one just because the views were so beautiful.
Yeah.
I wanted something hard, but not too long.
Yeah,
and,
I feel you.
You know, no homo. And, okay, that threw me off. I shouldn't have said that. But it was a hard hike, right?
Yeah,
but not too long, but beautiful views, but like not too far. So it was like the perfect spot.
That's dope.
Yeah.
And so like when you were down there, you had your own little tent or something, like a little sleeping tent or whatever?
So I got like a hiking backpack. You throw the tent in there, throw some food in there, water, you know, all your gear.
That is dope. Yeah. Did you go up there with Dot?
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
No.
If you don't know, Dot's his dog.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering, I was like, damn, I wonder how Dot thought about that. She was like, what the hell?
That wouldn't work. There was a lot of people there. Dot isn't great with people she doesn't know.
So were you the only one there? Were there other people also?
There were a lot of people there. As far as campers, there was probably like maybe 8 or something like that. Mm. And they annoyed the hell out of me at night. They wouldn't shut up.
Really?
I was trying to go to sleep and they were just all partying.
Oh, they were turning up.
Yeah.
Sleeping under the stars.
Sleeping under the stars. The funniest thing, when I got to the top of the mountain, there was this, you know, I just got up there, got my tent out, you know, starting to set up my tent and all that. Mm-hmm. And then this guy, he looked like a hippie guy. You know what I mean? Like your atypical hippie, like
just, you long know, hair, long beard.
Yeah. And he walked over to me. He was like, hey, man, by chance, you wouldn't happen to have a Frisbee, would you? I literally started laughing. I'm like, what? He's like, well, I just thought I'd ask.
You know, you never know. Yeah, throwing a Frisbee on a mountain. Whoa. Nothing like it. Like,
it was random as hell.
That's hilarious. And you only stayed for one night, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Was that like that hike, were there other like wildlife around, or like was it more so like a, like, you know, chill park?
I saw a deer on the way back down the mountain, but besides that, none.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you never know, you could run into a bear.
Yeah,
there was no bears.
Oh boy.
Squirrels,
of course.
Yeah,
that's crazy. It's funny, earlier you were talking about how when you're young, the young people were like hanging over, sitting off to the edge.
Uh-huh.
I used to do that all the time when I was doing like street photography. Oh, if you remember,
you gave me anxiety too.
If you remember, like, I remember there's a few times where I would hang my legs off the edge and just sit at the edge. And like, I was still scared, but for some reason I was just like, well, no, I'm just going to take a picture, you know, and there's no wind blowing, so I'm not going to fall over. But then now when I look back, I was like, God damn, I can't believe I used to do that stuff.
You were a daredevil, man.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when we were at the abandoned jail.
Oh,
you
yeah.
walked around this maybe 100 feet of like,
man, now you're reminding me. I remember that.
The pathway was like,
yeah,
a foot or 2 foot wide.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, for those who don't, so there was this jail here on the, I think on the east side or like southeast side of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it was an abandoned jail. Now they kind of barricaded so nobody can go in there anymore. And it's like the police did it or whatever. And so it was abandoned jail. And it like most of the time I found out about it because other photographers would go there, take photos or
an awesome spot.
Very dope. And then there'd be people shooting music videos and stuff like that. And so I had gone there a few times and then I was like, yo, let's all go. I'll show you what it looks like. And we're not there. And then there's this part of the jail that like used to be a two-story building. Then the roof was completely off now. And there were still like remnants of the floor, but it was missing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then there's those, I guess, what are they called? Like steel bars that hold up everything.
Uh-huh.
And they were still there. And I would walk on it almost like tightrope walking. Oof. And I remember now that I think about it, I'm like, yo, I can't believe, like, I guess I had more confidence. I'm like, well, I know how to balance myself on this thing. And it was just big enough for me to feel like, okay, I can do this. And so
I was just praying that you didn't die.
Yeah, I was walking back and forth and I would just like walk, do some things, sit down, chill over here and be like, hey, what's up, y'all? I'm over here. And even in downtown Atlanta, there's like a couple parking garages. I would always try to explore all the parking garages because like if you go to the top, it has dope views. There was even one like you could climb on and it had this ledge that hanged over the side of the building.
Mm.
And so you would go up there. Now, that shit was kind of scary.
I don't know if I wasn't with you on that one. Was
no,
I?
No, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's this. It's like one that's near the Hard Rock Cafe, like okay. down the street. And it's like super dope. But I've seen people do crazy shit, crazier shit. Like there's other photographers. I can't remember their names. They would be like, they would go even further than me where like they would actually sneak into like hotels and do roof access on top of them and like hang off the side and get these crazy pictures. And then I was just like, y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Yeah, man, that's not the life for me.
It kind of reminds me too. You ever see like on YouTube, they'll have like parkour videos and it'll be the like GoPro attached to the person and they're doing all this crazy shit.
I enjoy watching those.
You enjoy watching those?
Oh, I like watching a guy jump from one building to another.
I could see that. To me, it gives me a little anxiety. There was one I saw. I don't know if people might know this one. It's like a guy goes into this building that's still being, it's under construction. And there's like a, what is it? Not a wrecking ball, but one of those long, tall, I don't know what they're called. The machines that help bring up those pieces of iron to, you know, keep constructing the building.
Not a crane.
Oh, yeah. It might have been a crane. I think okay. It was a crane. And he's going through the crane and he's like jumping through there from there to the building and shit. And I was just like, how are you just like that? You're so brave. You
the
can
young,
do that.
Younger you could have done it.
No, I think even the younger me couldn't have done that just because the way the crane is like, it's not really like stable and like the bars aren't like flat. So it's kind of like, it's like a round bar. And so that shit gives me anxiety. And then plus, you know, people die from doing parkour.
Yeah.
A lot. And it's really wild. And I don't know how people can do that shit. But we're here. That's why I think after a while, though, I kind of realized I was like, I think I've climbed enough buildings. I think
done enough of that.
Yeah. I remember there's a homie of mine, Petey Parker. Shout out to my homie, Petey. We went to a spot where I hung off the side and I told him to hang off the side. And he was like, OK, bet. And then I had to kind of go to further down and I had to hang off the side a little bit with my camera to capture a photo of him. Of like him hanging on the side. And I was like,
now when you say hang on the side, what exactly does that mean?
So like you got the, so like for example, like you got the ledge right here and I was hanging off to the side. So I was like on it and with my camera, with my arm all the way reaching out to the side.
So you're just like leaning over, like yeah. leaning way over.
Lean a little bit over with one leg up. And gotcha. So I'm basically almost over. And I what I would do is I'd be like, all right, here we go. Snap, 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 snap. Okay. Breathe for a second. And then I'd snap one more time, like, okay, that's enough. Because let it be my luck. All of a sudden, the wind just pushes just enough, and it goes, you're gone. But, you know, if you're one of those daredevils, just be careful. Just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you take on that risk.
I read one person dies at Yona every year.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
They get too comfortable on that cliff.
Oh, that makes sense. I don't know what it is about that. Like, people... I don't know how people can get so comfortable. Like, yeah, this is fine. You know, it kind of, what was I going to say? It reminds me of, have you ever seen that cliff? I need to look up where it's from. But it's a hike. You can take the hike, but it's really hard to take. I think it's in Wyoming or something like that, or somewhere around there. And the hike, all it is, there's chain links that lead up to the top.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But like, it's so dangerous that people die there.
I think
like,
that might sometime. Be Zion National Park.
Okay. But like, people die there taking that hike.
It's really pretty. Now, the part where you, if it's the same one I'm thinking of, it's actually not that far that you have to go holding onto the things. Mm. But you're climbing up this really small little kind of knob or...
Exactly. And it's like small enough that sometimes you kind of had to move out to the side for people that are coming down.
Yeah.
It's so, it's that small. So if you think about it, that shit's crazy. And like a part of me wants to do it, but I think depending on how many people there are, I'd be like, no, I can't do this. Cause like I said, you move to the side a little bit too much and you're gone.
Just hold on to the rope.
I don't know if I believe in my upper arm, upper body strength enough to hold me if I slip.
That's why I've been working out.
That like makes me think too, like all this, since we're on the nature topic, this is the nature podcast. You know, those dudes who, what is it called? Free climb.
Yeah.
Them dudes are crazy.
I watched the documentary a couple weeks ago and that was an amazing documentary with the guy. He climbed up the hardest free climb on Earth is the Dawn Wall. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's this wall in Yosemite. And it basically looks flat, like it's the flattest thing that you can climb. And that guy's amazing. He's like the best climber in the world.
Wow.
And he even had an accident where he cut off most of his finger.
Jesus Christ.
And then people were like, oh, he'll never be able to climb again.
And he's like, fuck it.
And he's like, I'm still the greatest of all time. I'll climb this.
That's like, that shit is crazy. And then I think it's the same people who, like, depending how long the climb is, have you ever seen, they'll sleep on hooks against the mountains?
Same guy. Yep.
Jesus Christ. Like, I don't understand how you could feel comfortable. Now,
this wasn't I think a free climb is when you have no
gear,
no safety.
Okay.
No, you know, you're not no harness. If you fall, you die. This wasn't a free climb, the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. But he has some sort of like hook attachment that they put into the mountain.
It's actually funny what they do. They set up a base camp on the side of the mountain, and then they'll climb to a spot, and then they'll set up their hooks and stuff there, and then climb back down to where they sleep.
Oh.
So then the next day, they go back to where they left off, and then go a little bit further. Huh. And then they just keep doing that.
Interesting.
Because it's easier to do that than to carry all that stuff with you up to the next location.
That's wild.
Yeah.
These dudes are crazy, but... Yeah, I don't understand, like, who... I wonder who started that. Like, was like, you know, this is a sport.
Caveman.
Caveman.
You gotta climb that wall. See what's on the other side.
I could see that. And then probably escape death from saber-toothed tigers and dinosaurs or whatever.
It's programmed in our DNA, man.
Damn, bro. Well, you know, enough about nature. I wanted to talk about something because I just saw this. I was scrolling through Twitter. So, I just want to let you know... How do you feel about this? So
I'm against it. I do not support it.
So supposedly, let me see if I can find the actual thing, because I want to know what the fuck she actually changed her. So Megan Thee Stallion.
What's going on?
Actually just she has a dipping sauce with Popeyes. She just announced a hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That Popeyes. How do you feel about that?
I'm down to try it. I love hot sauce. Are there any details? What makes it different?
So it says, this is her tweet where she announced it. She says, yes, hotties, it's true in that voice. The motherfucking hot sauce is dropping. Hottie sauce is dropping at Popeyes October 19th. So pull up and get you some. Not only that, but your girl is now a franchise owner and will be opening her very own Popeyes locations.
Dang.
So this is the picture. It's just her in some... what do you call this?
Cowboy sexy attire.
Yeah, sexy cowboy.
Cowgirl
attire. And it says, Popeyes hottie sauce, Megan Thee Stallion. I guess it's supposed to be hot.
I'm down, man. You know.
Now, do you think...
Slather me.
A good question that I... The slather... I hope she hears that and she's like, all right, no. But this is interesting to me that artists do this, because, you know, I mean, Travis Scott did it with McDonald's. He had the Travis Scott meal.
Can I complain about them real quick?
Oh, boy. Yep. Let's do it.
So they get all these artists to make the meal. There's literally nothing new. It's not a new food. It's just like
items from the menu.
It's just like a Big Mac plus a sweet and sour sauce. The Travis Scott meal. Like, what the fuck? That's nothing new. Like,
it's not a new item. Yeah. No. That's hilarious. At least
that's something new. Like, she got a new flavor.
She got a new formula.
I'm down.
But it's interesting when stuff like this happens. So you got Travis Scott, Saweetie, which, have you seen the Saweetie meal? What is it?
It's sweet and sour sauce. And is it nuggets?
It's nuggets plus like a burger plus... Hold on, I have to do this, because I was like, yo, that's going to mess your stomach up.
I haven't eaten at Popeye's in probably over a year.
Same for me,
Megan, I'm down.
What is a Saweetie meal? It's a fusion of the Big Mac and Big McChicken. It's Big Mac, fries, a four-piece nugget, tangy barbecue sauce, which is Saweetie and sour sauce, and a Sprite. That's what the Saweetie meal is. But it's interesting, because then also J Balvin did something, and his, like, I wonder, they say that all these meals are like what they eat from these places, right? Now,
why can't they make some new food?
That is true. Like, why can't they make the, I don't know what you make for Megan Thee Stallion. She has sauce, the Travis Scott burger, where it's like, it's a patty plus a chicken patty plus.
Megan Thee Stallion meal needs to be thighs.
Oh, that's actually good marketing. Two thick thighs. And then on the box it says, thick thighs save lives.
Boom. Genius.
With a biscuit on the side and mac and cheese. I don't know. But that actually is really smart. I wonder if anybody came up with that. All right. This is what it is. Two thighs. Like,
I should have did it.
That's hilarious. Do you think people will go crazy over this sauce? Kind of like how, you know, sometimes the Travis Scott meal, people were literally buying it so much and trying to get the toys and stuff like that to...
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. Do you think there's going to be lines for this?
The better question is, do you think sauce will run out? The hottie sauce will run out?
Yes.
I could see it running out.
You only get one pack per meal.
Oh.
Can't get two.
And then the hotties are going to protest at every Popeyes, at her Popeyes. Give us more sauce.
How do you protest? Do you twerk in front of the counter? Is that how you protest?
Yeah, but I feel like it's not going to be as successful, or maybe it will. And then because it's like men who run that corporation, I think for the most part, they'll be like, give them what they want.
Well, I think if a bunch of women go there and start twerking, the employees would stop working and just watch, right?
And then the lines will be back up.
It's distracting. Very distracting.
That's hilarious.
You know?
Yeah, no, definitely. But so that was something I saw. Did you notice there's another little headline that I saw, that Nokia is coming out with a new phone?
But
it's another brick phone.
Oh.
And so they're trying to bring that back. Let me see if I can look this up real quick. Nokia. I'm gonna cut all this out. Maybe I won't, because
I know you're not going to.
No, I know, because I'm like, this is what makes a show, bro.
Yeah.
Nokia. Let's see.
I could try to fill the dead air, but I'm not good at that.
Give me the news. So the news is, yeah, so it says Nokia re-releases classic 6310 phone for the 20th anniversary. What the hell?
Do they have Snake on it?
It probably does. So this is what it looks like.
It looks just like
that's the old one, and that's the new one.
Oh, so it's a smartphone. Can you go on Instagram and Twitter and all that?
I don't know if you'll be able to go to, but it doesn't look like it. I could be wrong. Let me see. It says, despite limited options, no, blah, blah, blah. The re-release version, which has already been launched in some markets, has a large curved color display, better readability. It'll have a camera and come in two colors. And other than that, it doesn't. It still has Snake. It says, and yes, it still has Snakes.
I shattered my phone.
Damn.
I need a new phone. Should I get a Nokia?
Wow. That actually, I'm not going to lie to you, that probably fits you the best, because you don't update a lot of stuff. And then to be like, you know what? Instead of updating, let's go back.
Let me get it to match my Microsoft XP.
I wonder if like the new phone that Nokia's dropping, if it'll still be as durable.
Gotta be more durable.
More durable. So like you could like slam it and it'll be like, wow, this thing doesn't even have a scratch on it. Them things were like bricks when you first got it.
I'm intrigued. How much does it cost?
It cost, let's see.
Less than an iPhone.
I think $200.
$200.
$200 is actually not bad. So, but because that's actually kind of crazy.
I'll tell you what. If the camera quality is the same as an iPhone, I'll get it.
Apple, you're in trouble.
Nokia. Want to see how that camera is.
Didn't they try to, they tried to re-release another phone, didn't they? Or maybe I'm thinking of Razer. That's what probably.
BlackBerry? Was Razer BlackBerry?
BlackBerry did try to re-release a phone, but it didn't really work out. Razer re-released a flip phone.
Who makes Razer? Is that the name of the company?
Motorola. It might be Motorola.
Oh, yeah.
And so they actually have that, but like, I think they should just let that phone die. I really do. Let me ask you this. Do your parents have old phones or do they have iPhones?
They both have iPhones, but my mom's hip to it. Mm-hmm. My dad has trouble with the iPhone. It's not as easy for him. But my mom, she's a kind of an Apple, you know.
Apple nerd?
Big Apple fan. She loves iPads. iPads are her thing. So whenever the new iPad comes out, she always gets it.
Have you ever seen the older generations where sometimes they kind of use the iPad? Pad like iPhone, where they're like,
"What do you mean?"
Taking pictures with it, and they take it whatever, and they're like, "Hello," like,
"Oh no."
I've seen some people do that, and it makes me laugh. But I'm like, I get it. Maybe it's just easier to look at.
Well, you don't put the iPad up to your face, do you?
No. It's most of the time I've seen people do it where they'll throw it on speaker because they have it to where they can like they'll talk like this, like "Hello," like.
I got something I came across that I think is pretty wild.
Okay.
We never thought this was possible.
Uh oh.
It's a new plastic surgery.
Oh, boy.
For men or maybe women. But the example I have here is a man.
Oh, boy.
Didn't know this was possible. Check this out.
What's that? What the fuck?
I'm just gonna show you the picture before I talk about it.
Whoa.
Crazy, right? So what it is, it's called a height transformation. So you can change your height. This man, shown in the picture, there's a transformation of a young man in his 30s who is 5'3". He underwent the height lengthening procedure on his femurs and his tibias. I don't know what those next words mean. In a staged fashion using the stride nail, whatever that means.
What the hell?
He gained a grand total of 5.8 inches in his height. He now stands at 5.9. If you permanently want to get taller, DM us your email address and we'll send you information about the procedure. Now, one thing that's funny about it. So the guy looks more tall over here, right? Yeah. Look at his arms, though. Don't his arms look funny compared to the other guy?
Oh, yeah, because they were.
So he's taller, but he still has short arms.
Now that's how they get you. They're like, well, now that you did this, there's another procedure to match your arms with your height.
Lengthen your arms. How crazy is that?
You know, I'm not surprised, but like at the same time, I wonder, did it say anything about like, how are they just stretching?
I think it's a bones.
Okay.
They're actually,
are they adding to it?
Yeah.
I wonder how like effective it is and how long does it last? Do you have to do like your car and get an oil change?
I don't think so. I think they just slap some metal in you and make you taller.
That's
stretch
wild.
Stretch you out a little bit.
Listen, what's wrong with being born the way that you are? No.
Wouldn't that be a trip? I mean, you're already a tall person.
Yeah.
But it would be so weird to have lived your entire life at one height and then you wake up the next day and you're like a foot taller. I feel like the whole world would look different.
Yeah. I think it would be... It'd be wild. That makes me think of it. Like, I think I was thinking about this the other day. So me and my girl, we went out to grab some food yesterday and we were, our waitress, bro, she was like, I want to say like 4'11". Mm-hmm. And then when I didn't realize it, I wasn't paying attention until we were leaving after we paid the ticket. And I was hovering over her, like towering over her. And I looked down and I'm like, she's like a little child. Like, this is crazy. And so I wonder like if she got that procedure done, which she'd be like, oh my God, this is crazy, you know? But I wonder if like, maybe like, cause he went from 5'3 to 5'8, I guess.
5'3 to 5'9.
5'9?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a limit, like, you know?
Probably.
They're like, hey, look, once you get this tall, this is as far we can go.
Like, hey bro, your arms are just going to be too short. You're not gonna be able to grab your knees.
That's hilarious. I wonder if like, I wonder, he's probably happy, but I wonder if he's gonna look at his arms and be like, still short, doesn't have long arms. But that's crazy. What do you think's the next thing that they're gonna come up with? Like, as far as like, what's something cosmetic? Because of course height is something that I think sometimes, that's especially in men, like if you're below, like for some reason 5'5", mm-hmm. for some reason in society women are like, oh my god, no. Mm-hmm. Some, not all of them, but I wonder, like, so because you got hair, that's one.
My mind is definitely going to a place.
Oh.
get that penis transplant,
get a metal penis. No. That's hilarious. Isn't that a thing already though?
Is it?
I think where you can extend it if you want.
Oh shit,
I think that's a thing, but it's not like you're taking a chance if you do that, because
it destroys it.
I think it, what happens is it either works or you kind of start getting ED, erectile dysfunction.
Can't get it up.
Yep.
Oh.
Listen. Okay,
so you have to get one procedure.
To change something?
Penis transplant or 7 inches taller height?
I'm probably going to do the 7 inches taller. I don't want to take a chance on my private area, man. I just...
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, it works perfectly fine. I'm okay down there. And so right. I'm like, no, I don't want to take that chance and be like, well, son, I got good news and bad news.
Okay.
And then they'd be like, what's the good news?
Same scenario.
Uh-huh.
7 inches shorter. You lose 7 inches in height.
Well, then, 7 inches. So what? I'm 6'1". 7 inches below, I'd be like 5'3"?
No.
Or wait. Or no. What would I be?
Did I say 7?
Yeah.
You'd be 5'5".
Man, make me shorter.
Oh, no,
bro.
No. You're 6'1"?
Yeah.
You'd be 5'6".
Bring me down, bro.
You're going to be 5'6"?
I'm still above 5'5".
Wow. Yep. Dang, bro.
Yeah. Which one are you doing?
That's tough. I don't want to be short.
I mean, yeah.
But I don't want to, damn.
You don't want to risk losing your Charlie.
I guess I got to get that height, man. I got to become a short man. Shit.
That's hilarious. That's crazy. Because I'm thinking of, I thought you were going to say if you had to get one procedure. And then I was like, oh, that's easy. I already know. I'd be like, I'd probably get my feet fixed.
I want my toenails removed.
What? Oh, my God.
I have very... Listen.
Uh-oh.
I've told you this before. I'm not sure you remember.
Okay.
I think I've told you before. Uh-huh. I've had surgery on both of my big toes.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
I fucked up big toes.
That's right.
And they cause me problems. And I have severe ingrown toenails.
Ooh.
Where when you cut it, the toenail just grows into the skin. And it's painful.
Yeah, yeah.
And it bleeds and it hurts. And
Jesus Christ.
I just like them removed. Can I just get them out of there? Do we have to have toenails?
That's actually a really good question. Because I've actually experienced, unfortunately, 2 times in my life where I think on my right foot, my big toenail came off.
Mm.
It ripped off. And it was because me doing something stupid or whatever. And I remember at first it hurts, but then after a while it kind of just goes numb. And then you're like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then it, because of how our body works, the toenail starts to grow back slowly but surely. And so I wonder, but then I was wondering, I guess I don't know if there's something it protects there or something. But
if I was Bezos or Elon Musk, I'd go to a scientist and be like, hey, bro, figure out how to get these toenails out of here.
That reminds me of, I used to work for this company. I'm not going to say what company, but if I hint at it, you're going to know which one. I don't like this company anymore. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. So the guy at this company.
I want to say the name.
I know. I don't like this company because they're foul people. Or excuse me, a foul company because their employees are dope.
I've been seeing them lately.
Have you?
On Snapchat.
Oh, they're all about social media.
They're popping on Snapchat now. I don't follow them. They just pop up.
Fuck them. But anyway, the owner, the main guy over that place, so he would grow a beard and he would shave a beard. But eventually he had surgery done on his face to where it was some sort of laser surgery where he got it to where the beard hairs would stop growing. And his reasoning was, he stopped it from growing because it wasted 20 minutes out of his day to make sure that it looked clean. So he was like, well, at the end of the year, that adds up. So I'm going to take those 20 minutes back. And he paid like thousands of dollars to get all that. So now it's just clean.
Like always. Laser hair removal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so he was like, well, you know, if I want to be able to work on the business more, take these 20 minutes back of every day.
He seems like a time perfectionist.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that... I've heard about people like that. They have like every 15 minutes of their entire day planned out.
Really?
They say Bill Gates is like that. Elon Musk is like that. Whoa. They have it they have it down to a science, like every single day, even to like reading, like, you know, from, you know, 9:30 to 10 o'clock, I read from 10:15 to, you know, whatever I do, whatever.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think I tried to do that, but I think after a while I was like, this is too much.
Steve Jobs wore the same thing every day to cut down on time so he wouldn't have to think about a wardrobe.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, you know, but that's wild to do it like that. Me,
isn't variety like the spice of life? Like, don't you just want to wake up and be like, well, what shirt do I put on today?
True. But I think with them, they're so obsessed with making sure that the business is good.
Yeah.
You know, that's so interesting. Speaking of, I actually wanted to talk about I don't know if we talked about it. I think we talked about the first episode of October, but it's Halloween month.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody said, gun to your head, said, JRB, you got to dress up for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to go as?
I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. You have a picture.
I'll show you. Somebody I follow recently posted an awesome costume.
Okay.
And
let's see.
I hope it's still on here.
Where is it, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see. Hold on. Excuse me. I might burp.
Here you go.
Wait, what the fuck is that?
It's literally a paper towel on his face.
Wow.
With sunglasses.
That's so funny. I literally thought it was this jellyfish from Mario Kart.
Jellyfish from Mario Kart.
It's like, it's this little squid or whatever. That's what it looks like.
But this minimal effort, you know what I mean?
Of course. You know, I think what we're going to see a lot of this year, we're going to see a lot of Squid Games, because it's funny how that came out around this time.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think about it, but that's actually perfect timing. We'll see a lot of Squid Games. We're going to see a lot of sexy Squid Games.
Oh.
We're going to, and I think we're going to see, I mean, people doing the usual. Now, here's the question, which I don't know why I'm asking it, because I know somebody's going to do it. Do you think we're going to see some not inappropriate, but cultural appropriation costumes?
Oh, do you mean like racist costumes?
Yeah.
I mean,
this is America, isn't it? No.
I mean, it's probably going to get posted somewhere.
And then so they're going to be like, what's wrong? Like, and they'll probably go through that thing. Nothing wrong here.
Yeah. I've already seen a bunch of scary characters dancing, which I hate.
Bro, I actually saw something like that yesterday, yo. and I was like, I hate these. Like, it was.
Thank you for joining the team.
It was finally because what song is it? It was the Top of the Morning, which I got tired of that. Yeah. You know, Top of the Morning, Top of the Morning, and then but it was Michael, Jason, or whatever dancing to Top of the Morning. And I was like, I'm over this. I was like, I'm done. This
I've
is the
been
last
over
straw.
It for years, man. Mm-hmm. Every year these. People dance.
Exactly. All right.
I take back what I said earlier.
Why do you
think? I want to be Mario. I've never been Mario. I feel like it'd be dope to wear the Mario getup with the hat.
I can definitely be Mario because I can do the voice.
I feel like you're more of a Wario.
I could probably do Wario's voice too.
I think you're Wario.
I'm really good at Mario's voice, so I've done that before. So I can really do him. I don't think I can do Luigi. What was I gonna say?
Can I hear a Mario voice? What does a Mario voice sound like?
Oh yeah, here we go. This is what you're getting this for free, people. I usually charge $1,000. Nintendo hires me for no. So Mario, you gotta. I don't know how I did it. I just figured out I get mimicked it so much. So, but here it is. It's me, Mario.
Okay, I've heard you say that before.
hey, it's me, Mario. What up? No. It's very, I don't know, I think I played Mario so much as a kid and I just imitated it so much.
Put the pizza on the plate.
I like to do Mario as he's struggling through life. I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills.
She's Princess Peach. She keeps getting kidnapped.
What the fuck? No, but I always.
My dog is a dinosaur. Goddamn.
But, that's interesting. I thought about being Mario one year, but I couldn't find like the costume or nothing, or maybe I couldn't afford it like on Amazon. But this year, so I have two ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I have one idea. I really like those costumes where it's like, if I show it to you, you'll know it. I'm going to describe it first, but it's like an alien that looks like it's kidnapping a person.
Yeah.
I like that just because it's so silly. Uh-huh. But then I heard somebody else recently on another podcast that I listened to. They described this a costume they did years ago. And I was like, ooh, that's actually a pretty good idea. Where it's kind of like that metaphor costume where I would get a white shirt. I'd write debt on it, right? And then I'd have a plastic bat and a crutch. And then for him, people would be like, what are you? And then he would hit the person and give him the crutch and be like, I'm crippling debt.
I don't know about that one, bro.
That's a good one. And then you get to hit people? No, but most likely I'll probably be that, like the alien one. And then I'll just do silly shit with it because it's funny. I saw a video of a little kid doing it with like that. That shit was hilarious. But yeah, but no, I don't like those dancing Halloween videos no more.
Yeah.
I'm over it. How many videos are we going to get? Now, you know, us saying that, watch this. Now we're about to see more pop up on the timeline. Yeah, yeah. And so
Halloween is approaching.
I know. I think I asked you this before. Are you at all into horror movies? Do you like horror movies?
Not really, man.
He's like, God said to hate horror movies.
Yeah. I mean, if it don't praise the Jesus Christ, Lord Almighty up above, I'm not too much interested in it.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny? When I was a kid, I mean, of course, you know, everybody wanted to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I don't know if your school was like this, but my area tried to, like, ban it and say it was, like, worshiping Satan.
Whoa.
And, you know, all the churches around there were like, no Halloween. Whoa. Get rid of Halloween. They were like, yeah, we're not doing Halloween this year. That's bad. That's the devil.
Yo, for real?
Yep.
Wow.
And it's even funny because my school mascot was the Britain's Neck Devils.
Wow.
But then... they wanted to get rid of it because it was, you know.
Yeah, it had devil in it.
Devil.
That's hilarious because, like, I think there were some people like that back where I'm from in Arkansas. But at I went to high school in, like, 30 minutes from where I lived because of how it was set up. Mm-hmm. And our mascot was the Red Devils. Mm. And there were people like, we need to get rid of this mascot. Da, da, da. And it's funny enough that before they changed it to Red Devils, the mascot was actually the Saints. And so they went from Saints to Devils.
To the Devils, damn. We were the Green Devils.
Green Devils. Wow. That's hilarious. But I get that. It's always crazy to me that people, like, are so far, like, it's worshiping the devil. That's so crazy to me.
I went to church one time. This was just one time in my life.
Whole life.
But the preacher he did an entire sermon against Harry Potter.
Whoa.
And this man, I'm not joking, he cried.
Really?
He cried. The preacher cried during the sermon because this was, you know, Satanism and, like, worshiping false gods and false prophets. And our kids shouldn't go down this road. And everybody loves Harry Potter. And I remember that day just being like, you know what? I'm on Harry Potter's side.
That's wild. I'm not surprised because I think I've heard people... who have experienced that, and like I've never experienced that, like, this is the devil. I mean, I've heard, like, you know, I mean, rock music or like hip-hop, explicit hip-hop, where people are like, this is devil's music, da da da. But that's hilarious. It's always interesting to me. I remember I actually grew up with cousins who they were Jehovah's Witness, and they didn't celebrate like anything. And I was like, damn, man, y'all lives must be boring, bro.
Dang.
Y'all don't get like a birthday. Y'all don't even celebrate birthdays or holidays. Y'all just sit in the house, like,
you just eat the same meal every day, like rice every day.
I guess so. I don't know, but nothing against them.
So what do Jehovah's Witnesses like celebrate? Like,
they celebrate. I think they have something. I really don't know, to be honest. I just know them as those guys in the white shirts and the
celebrate New Year's at least. Like, it's a new year.
Let me see. Do Jehovah's when Jehovah? I can't even spell Jehovah. Jehovah when to celebrate anything. Top looked at thing says they do not celebrate national or religious holidays or birthdays. The only day they memorialize is Jesus Christ's death around the time of Easter and Passover.
Dang.
So you mean to tell me they celebrate when he died?
Not when he was born. Shit. Hooray, that guy died. Damn, man.
That's crazy. Oh man, I just remember one thing that I feel like people are like, why are y'all talking about this?
What?
When Facebook and Instagram went down.
Oh.
You were like, I was in the mountains. I didn't even know.
I enjoyed it.
It was so interesting because I think at the time when it happened, like, kind of like you, I was just like, oh, okay, whatever. It'll probably be back up eventually. Mm-hmm. But everybody migrated, which always happens. They migrate to Twitter to see what's happening.
Yeah.
And it was like crazy because supposedly something happened with the network. I don't know if it was a hack or something, but something happened with the network. It was actually out for like a few hours, I think.
Let me take you down to conspiracy corner.
Oh boy, here we go.
So the next day, there was a Facebook whistleblower that was testifying to Congress.
Mm.
And people say, oh, the timing of this was very interesting. Facebook goes down for many hours the day before. Maybe they were getting rid of some code that old Zuckerberg was hiding.
That old Zuckerberg.
Oh, he was hiding some code deep down in there.
Wow, that makes sense because I actually saw some of the things that that she was saying, the whistleblower, and she was talking about how basically, you know, they don't crack down on anything.
They know it's really harmful to everyone, but mainly kids, and they don't try to make that information known.
That's wild.
Yeah. They compared it to cigarette companies.
Oh, okay.
How cigarette companies knew that, you know,
they were bad.
Obviously, it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they knew that there was harmful things there and they were trying to hide that information.
Mm.
And they're saying that this is the new age version of that, where it's harmful to people's minds and, you know, kids absorb this stuff all day long and it just messes them up.
That's crazy. But yeah, I saw that. I had a good time. I think I actually talked about to my homie Kerosene about it. And like, it's interesting because, you know, he was just like, I didn't care. You know, he's like, I was born without internet. So
I think I'm addicted to Instagram and I enjoyed not being on it for that time.
Mm.
So, you know,
that's
what if they just delete it tomorrow?
That's interesting. I think I'd be fine.
I'd be down for it.
I think I'd be down.
I think my Twitter usage would go up.
I don't think my Twitter usage would go up because I realized I was actually talking to my girl about this the other day.
You're a TikTok guy.
No, I mean, I do watch, but I don't like interact or anything like that. But the thing is like I was going to say with Twitter, I kind of realized that Twitter is, I treat it like the same way that I do TikTok. I just kind of observe. I never interact with anybody. Mm-hmm. Right. But the reason why I don't interact is because I feel like there's a lot of unstable people on Twitter. Like it's interesting because it's like this thing where people feel like they're right. And then they just tweet, which I mean, they have every right to tweet. But I'm just like, if you ever really look at the words that people type up and how they're saying, or excuse me, what they're saying, it's kind of like, I think y'all crazy, man. I think y'all crazy. And I think it's better for my mental health if I don't interact with y'all.
Yeah.
Because there are some times where I've actually wanted to like say something that somebody mentioned and be like, well, this is this. But then there's a part of me that goes, nope, you're going to lose some brain of yours if you interact. And I go, okay. And I just log off.
I feel it.
But what was I gonna say? So yeah, that went down. I mean, it's back up. I kind of feel like with Instagram and Facebook, it's too big at this point to go down. So they're gonna be like, whatever, it's out. And so,
oh, you mean when you say go down, you mean like permanently?
Yeah. And so, yeah. There was a part of me that was like, oh, maybe it'll go down permanently. And I actually got excited about that. I was like,
me
oh.
too, yo.
I
was like, how crazy is that?
I was like, oh, this is actually really good for everybody.
Yeah.
But I think people were kind of like drug addicts are like, I need it back. I need it. You know, they were like, I need it back. But
when I was on top of the mountain, there's no service up there.
Whoa.
And I enjoyed it. But part of me did keep going to my phone and clicking on it and seeing if it would work.
Wow.
So.
Damn, bro. You got a problem, bro.
I got a problem.
Need to get you into rehab.
technology rehab.
Social media
rehab.
That's
why I'm going to the woods.
Wow.
I'm going again Saturday.
Oh, well, there you go.
Going to the woods.
It's that time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is the end of the show. We do the segment. What are we talking about? Not on here, Mo.
Are you going first or am I going first? Who's going?
Let me go first because I feel like I don't know if mine's going to be as epic.
Well, mine ain't epic, but all right.
Okay. Real quick, just want to let you know, I'm super excited because I forgot to mention this earlier. I'm going to go see Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, comedy show shout out. I'm a big fan of Bill Burr. He's one of my top five.
That angry dad humor.
Man, he gets me, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I'll be like, bro, we got to be related.
You got a lot of inner anger?
Not inner anger. I have these moments sometimes, and this is my ego talking, where I feel like, I'm like, how you be so stupid? You know, I have like that, not a lot, but like I do that a lot on social media. I'm like, you idiots, like, you know, but also, I just love his humor. It's super funny and he's real silly. But anyway, now to the not on here moment. This moment comes from, I actually forgot about this moment. So, actually, it's actually good timing, because here in Atlanta, it's a Atlanta, I guess, state fair. They're having a state fair here. They usually do it like next to this highway that's by the old Braves Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're, you know, it's beginning of fall now. As you can tell, temperature's coming down, which I love. And back home, we'd always have this big Arkansas state fair, you know. And we would go, I think when I was growing up, mostly every year, we'd go and be a bunch of people, all these rides, all this food. We'd always get like a turkey leg. It's amazing. It's a good time. So when I was young, I remember like I started to get a little courage to get on like these bigger rides, you know, the ones that were like crazier to me as a kid. So like I used to have fun. Do you know those swings that are in the air and they just go in a circle? They're like, you're kind of leaning a little bit.
Yeah. Those were awesome.
Yeah, those are really dope. And so I'd be like, wow, this is crazy. Just the view or whatever. And I'd be like, okay. And then, but then I would always see these bigger rides that like were scary to me because of how crazy they looked. Like there's this one called the Ring of Fire that always goes in a loop and it goes upside down. And it used to scare the shit out of me. Right. And then there's this other ride that I underestimated how scary it was. And it's called the Zipper. And so what it is, so it's like there's these cages, I guess, cages. You sit in it and it has this door that's like a cage, and you're kind of, you don't have any seatbelts. So you're kind of just being thrown around in a sense, where it's almost like a pulley system where it's going around like a long thing and it just keeps going. But because of the movement, the cages are doing this.
I hate that. Yes. I know what you're talking about. Oh my God.
Yeah. And so my older sister was getting on and she was older than me, and I was like, I think I want to get on. And my mom was like, are you sure you want to get on? And I was like, I think I can do it. I think I can. And I was still like hesitant. And then I was like, but in my mind, I was like, maybe I'll just go with my sister and it'll be fine. But as luck would fucking have it, she got on with somebody else. Then I was on there by myself. They put me in a cage by myself. And like a little seat or whatever. And here I am by myself sitting in the middle. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I'd never experienced it. This is my first time getting on there. And so I'm like breathing really hard because I'm starting to panic. So they start going. And then next thing you know, I was like looking. At the time, I didn't realize there were no seatbelts. And I was like, where's the seatbelt? And then I was like, oh, shit, there's no seatbelt. So it starts going.
I do think you're supposed to be strapped in, though, right?
At the time, I don't remember. I don't, like, there was no seatbelts in this, right?
You were thrown around this thing?
Yeah, but, like, I was tall enough to where I wasn't just, like, you know, pinballing. I would, like, hold against the cage, bro. My fingers were through the holes.
I feel like you did this ride incorrectly, yo.
And I remember holding on to the cage door like this. Like, I was, like holding on with finger strength.
What?
And just going, dum, 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 being thrown around. And I remember, bro, I was yelling so loud. I was yelling like bloody murder. Like, and I remember.
I feel like you're supposed to be strapped in, yo.
Maybe I forgot.
I think you screwed up.
But I remember I was in there. And I remember we got to the top because what happens after a while, you know, they let people out. And I remember we got to the top and I'm just going, like yelling. And my sister, or no, these strangers, they're in another one across that's facing towards me. And they're like, it's okay. Like, it's fine. It's okay.
You're not going to die.
Exactly. You're not going to die. And I'm like, let me out. Like, I am yelling. And then finally the people are like, oh shit, this kid's losing his shit. Like on this thing, I get out and I'm like all beat up and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And my mom's like, oh my God. It was like super wild. I was fine after like 10 minutes. But bro, it felt like forever going around. And all it's doing is this, just going up, coming down, going around like that. But because of the motion, the fucking things are like going upside down and flipping.
I can't believe you weren't strapped in.
I wasn't. And then I was just going,
I blame the carnival supervisor.
See,
the ride guy.
And that's the message. With these fairs, sometimes, you know, it wasn't until later in life, they were like, you know, literally these cars, the people are in trucks are just bringing the rides and sending it up in the same day.
You know what's funny? Where I grew up, there's this little lot of land to where during the winter, not during carnival season, they store all the stuff there.
Wow.
So you see all the carnival rides not being used for most of the year. You just drive by it.
What the hell?
Kind of sad, but kind of cool. It's like, oh, there's that stuff over there.
That's like wild. Yeah. But it's funny. I actually do like theme parks to this day.
Yeah.
No, but like I won't go on certain rides because some rides I'm like, okay, that's too crazy for me. And so, but that's my not on here moment.
I feel it, man.
That's all funny. Right. You know, hold on. Now think about it. It'd be funny if I think back and my mom like called me. She's like, there were seatbelts. You just didn't put it on.
She said that to you?
No, I'm just saying it'd be funny to call. You remember that one time? And then she's like, yeah, you forgot to put your seatbelt on.
I think so.
But it's not my fault. It's not my job to assure I have my seatbelt on. It's the attendant's job.
I agree.
So we're suing them. You know?
For mental distress.
But anyway.
All right. My not all here moment. You know, we talked about it at the beginning of the podcast. I went to Yona Mountain, right? Mm-hmm. So near the end of the day, there's these two really dope outlooks. Is that what it's called? Outlook? Overlook.
Overpass? Not overpass.
It's where you can see a whole lot of the
views.
World, right?
You have these two different views.
Overlook, yep.
Overlook.
So there was this guy, really, really nice Indian guy. Mm-hmm. He walked up there. He had no gear. He had water, but it was like a quarter of a of a bottle, right?
Okay.
And me and him were just talking, and he was like, "Hey, is it safe to hike at night?" And I'm like, "No, man. You know."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Well, I might have to." I'm like, "What's going on?" So he climbed to the top, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "I'm too tired. I can't go down right now." And I'm like, "Dude, the sun's about to go down, so
oh,
I'm like,
boy.
You need to get off the mountain."
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to sleep there. He didn't have any gear.
Yeah.
He's like, "I can't. I'm too tired." He's like, I can't hike in the dark. I'm like, "You might get lost."
Yeah, exactly.
It might be more difficult.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, no. Well, I'll just sleep here." And I'm like, "Do you have any like gear or anything?" And he's like, "No, but I'll just sleep over there."
What?
He's like, I have enough water. It was less than this.
Oh,
it was
my
like a
God.
He's like, I have enough water. He's like, are there bears? I'm like, there could be. So he had no gear, no nothing. And he was just like, "Oh, I'll be fine."
What the hell?
I'll just sleep over there.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm like, "What if it rains?" He's like, "Oh."
He didn't think about that.
What if it does rain?
He's like, "Oh, shit."
So then an hour later, you know, I left that spot and I came back to check on him. And he was still there. I was just like, "Oh, crap."
Oh, man.
His son's about to go down, and I start talking to him, and he's like, "Yeah, I guess I'm going to leave now." So shout out to that guy. I hope he got down off the mountain.
That's hilarious.
I hope he made it.
That's so crazy that he would be like, "I'll be okay. I'll just sleep over here on the side on these rocks."
Maybe he's been through some shit like that.
And he's like, "I've been through worse."
I've been through worse. So I was like, "Well, damn. Do your thing, bro."
That's wild, bro. That's crazy. But so then he did leave?
Yeah, he left.
Wow. He's like, "Oof."
Hopefully he got off the mountain in time.
Hopefully. Jesus. That's wild that he went up there. Well, I know. I guess it makes sense. But you said he went up there with no gear. And so I was like, what was your plan? Like,
I think people underestimate how hard it is.
Oh,
he probably thought he'd get up there
and
quick.
Like, it's fine.
And
yeah.
then go down quick.
That makes sense. Kind of like Stone Mountain. Stone Mountain's a little rough in certain areas where you're like, oof. But they have little areas where you can chill out. But for the most part, it's easy to go up and then come back down.
This was like Stone Mountain
times 12.
Big brother.
Big brother.
You know what I mean? Stone Mountain's like the little brother.
Jeez. You're making me want to go hike now. I'm like, damn, I need to go hiking.
You should do it, man.
We'll see. But anyway, that's episode 44 of the Not All Here podcast. If you're listening to us via, you know, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I almost said, I think there's Google Podcast.
Or on your Nokia cell phone.
Yeah, or your Nokia cell phone with Snake on it.
That's impressive if you figured it out.
I know. Make sure that you subscribe, rate and review. We really appreciate it. It gets us out to new listeners. We're on the road to 52. We're almost there. We're 8 away. Jesus. But make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Not All Here Podcast. Follow Cool Ass People. Follow It's Easy L. That's my personal page. And then also follow...
Follow JR Be The Producer on whichever platform your heart desires. Also, follow The Road Less Traveled.
Follow The Road Less Traveled. And I think we should have another episode before Halloween. But if not, stay safe during Halloween. Don't drink and drive. And have a good time.
Yeah.
And we're out. Peace.